Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Have your kids ever come out of swimming and their ears start to hurt, and a day later or so they're in some pain and you're like, they got an ear infection? Well, it could be swimmer's ear. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's a fan favorite here on Healthy Children. He's vice president of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Hill, swimmer's ear, what is it? Can we prevent it? And if kids do get it, how do you get rid of it?
Well, the first thing when parents come to me and say, I think my child has a swimmer's ear, I say, well, they should give it back. The swimmer probably needs it. But really what it is an infection, or thank you, I'll be here all week, is an infection of the outer part of the ear. And there's a lot of confusion about how the ear is put together. When you talk about ear infection, we have to distinguish between two parts of the ear. If you imagine everything from the hole that you can see on the outside of the head down to the eardrum, it's a canal, and it's a closed system. That is the outer ear, everything from the outside down to the eardrum. Now, the eardrum is a door, and it does not let anything through unless you've got ear tubes or a hole in the eardrum for some reason. But for everybody with healthy ears, the eardrum stops everything. So you can get two kinds of infection. You can get an infection of the outer part of the ear, the canal up to the eardrum, or you can get an infection of the middle part of the ear. That's the chamber behind the eardrum. And when we talk about middle ear infections, we're talking about the stuff behind the eardrum. The good news is getting water in your ear, getting in the bathtub, you're not going to cause a middle ear infection that way. The only kind of infection you're going to cause by going underwater is an outer ear infection, inflammation of that canal all the way down to the eardrum. Now, those things hurt like the dickens. Earwax is good for us. Earwax is there to protect us from infections. It's got antibacterial properties. It actually sort of coats the lining of the ear and keeps it nice and smooth and from getting roughed up. But anything that roughs up the lining of the ear, whether it's a Q-tip or somebody sticking a paperclip in their ear to try and get the wax out, or being in the water for a long time where that skin can get sort of fragile and beaten up a little bit, that can allow infections like bacteria to get into that tissue. And if the bacteria get in there and set up shop, that inflammation can become really painful. There's a gazillion nerves in there. They hurt a lot when they get inflamed. And you can even get so much swelling that the hole gets kind of closed up in really severe cases. In the most severe cases, the infection can extend into the bony part of the ear, and that's really scary stuff. So we like to catch it before then. The hallmark of an outer ear infection, a swimmer's ear, is that if you wiggle the part of the ear you can grab, what we call the pinna, it hurts. Or if you push on that little buttony thing that's at the front of the canal, that hurts. It's called the tragus. So if you manipulate that ear, you grab it, you poke on it, you pull on it, and it hurts like all get out, chances are excellent that you're looking at a middle or at an outer ear, a swimmer's ear infection.
I love that tip for parents, Dr. Hill, that if you wiggle that, you know, part of your ear you can grab onto and it hurts like the dickens. Now, that happens, what do we do? Is this a go to the doctor and get ear drops or antibiotic? Is this a watch and wait? Or is there some home treatments?
You know, there are some home preventive treatments. But once the infection really sets in, you're going to need, in most cases, antibiotic drops to make them go away. In really severe infections, we sometimes do have to use antibiotics that you take by mouth. In super severe bone infections, even IV antibiotics. But the vast majority of these infections are treated with antibiotic ear drops. A lot of those drops are actually combined with a form of a corticosteroid that reduces the inflammation and swelling. So there are a whole variety of combination antibiotic steroid drops that are first line for treating outer ear infections, swimmer's ear. You might have a doctor who will call in those antibiotics for you, but honestly, I will tell you, in our practice, we like to get a look, because until I've seen that ear, I don't know how bad it is. If the canal is totally closed off, the drops might not go in, and I might need an ear, nose, and throat surgeon to place a wick, a little bit of cloth in there that helps draw the medicine down into the inside of the ear. I don't know if there really is a middle ear infection, and we're just wrong about what kind it is. So for us, we really like to get a look at that ear, see the patient ourselves, and then also you can review antibiotic allergies, antibiotic history, find out what else is going on, and make sure that when we do prescribe a treatment, it is really the best treatment for that patient.
What about prevention? I think you were on with me once when you said there is a way to prevent swimmer's ear before it happens.
Yes.
Something we can do. So give us this tip. Give it nice and loud because this is very important.
I'm always loud. One way is to keep the ear canal dry. So a really simple thing is after swimming, just take a hair dryer on a cool setting and dry out the ear canal. That'll help. Another way is to put drops in the ear that will restore a normal antibacterial environment. And there are a few recipes for that. One thing you can do is take household rubbing alcohol and mix it 50-50 with hydrogen peroxide and drop that into the ear canal every time the child swims, like when they get out, and they can drain that right back out of the ear. And that, again, establishes an antibacterial environment inside the ear that will lessen
alcohol and hydrogen
the risk
peroxide.
Of infection.
Alcohol and hydrogen peroxide after they're done swimming.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. After
before.
They go to the pool, keep it in your beach bag, keep it in your pool bag, and just put a couple of drops in there after swimming and let them drain it right back out.
Wow. Now, what if they feel that water is stuck in their ear, Dr. Hill? Because my kids are always banging on their heads, tilting their head to the side. I got water stuck in my ear.
Yeah, I remember this. I was a competitive swimmer. I lived like that for a long time. You can take just a little bit of tissue and just twirl it so you just got a little corner. You don't want to stick it way in the ear. That's never a good idea. But just lay it right there at the canal, and sometimes you can use that as a wick. The hair dryer can work. Also, just pulling gently back on the outer portion of the ear. Pull it back, and that'll straighten the canal out and open it and allow an easier pathway for air to get in and water to get out of the ear canal. Think about it like, you know, hitting the bottom of the ketchup bottle almost. It provides a straighter pathway and allows the water out.
So when is it we come to see you, you know, come to see a doctor if our children get the swimmer's ear? I mean, we certainly can try the alcohol and hydrogen peroxide mix. We can try rolling up a little piece of Kleenex. We can wiggle the ear, you know, shake the kids upside down. That works pretty well. And when is it we have to come see a physician and say, you know, we got to go see our pediatrician. This is not going away.
You know, when they're complaining of real ear pain, pain is really the hallmark of this, and outer ear infections hurt. I've seen kids with middle ear infections, otitis media, who don't complain. You find it by accident. The parent's like, I didn't even know they had an ear infection. That doesn't happen with a swimmer's ear. With a swimmer's ear, you're going to hear about it. If they feel like they can't hear out of the ear because it's swollen, if they don't want to, you know, chew or open their mouths, that hurts. If they feel a sense of fullness, they can't hear, those are all really good reasons to seek care.
All right, wrap it up for us. Swimmer's ear, 30 seconds.
You bet. First of all, help the ears dry out or restore an antibacterial environment inside the ear after swimming. And if there's a hint of pain, especially if that pain gets worse when you move the tissues around the ear, definitely seek medical help because there are drops that can make that go away.
Swimmer's ear, you heard the best tips right here on healthy children, keeping your children's ears dry, the at-home prevention treatments where you're mixing alcohol, little rubbing alcohol, one part with one part hydrogen peroxide. You can give it to your children before or after. Keep it in your beach bag. Remember to see your pediatrician if this goes on and it's pretty painful. And those are the things that you can do. Swimmer's ear can be prevented for the most part. And on those high bacteria days in the water, you know, maybe keep your kids out of the lake if it's a real high bacteria day. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children, where our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.